Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Monday, February 12th, 2024, in the Gregorian calendar, and the 3rd of Adar, 5784, in the Hebrew calendar. Now, let's get to the news. Early this morning, so that's Monday morning, Israeli Argentinian hostages Fernando Marman and Luis Har, 60 and 70 years old respectively, were found and rescued by IDF troops during a joint operation in the Gaza city of Rafah. IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari says there has been a lot of planning for this complex operation, which involved not only the IDF, but also the Israel Security Agency and Yamam, the Special Forces Unit of the Israeli police. At 1:49 a.m. Monday morning, Yamam broke into a building in the heart of Rafah. There, on the second floor, Marman and Har were being held by Hamas gunmen. Yamam forces shielded the two hostages with their own bodies while exchanging fire with many terrorists. By 1:50 a.m., just a minute later, the Israeli Air Force was able to implement aerial fire and strike Hamas terrorists in that area. Marman and Har were evacuated safely and taken to Sheba Medical Center in Israel, where they are currently receiving medical examinations. Spokesman Hagari says, quote, "Alongside the excitement, even this morning after the successful rescue operation, we do not forget for a moment that in Gaza, 134 hostages are still being held." End quote. He pledges that the IDF is determined to bring home all the hostages and will not give up any opportunity to do so. Just a day earlier on Sunday, two 21-year-old IDF soldiers, Sergeant First Class Adi Eldor and Sergeant First Class Reservist Alon Kleiman, were killed during fighting in southern Gaza, bringing the death toll of troops in the ground offensive against Hamas to 229. Their deaths were mourned deeply by their respective medical communities in Haifa and Tel Aviv. Eldor's father is a prominent senior plastic surgeon at Rambam Hospital, and his grandfather led the way to fertility medication and stem cell research here in the Holy Land. Kleiman, as well, comes from a medical family. His father is Professor Guy Kleiman, the head of Wolfson Hospital's ophthalmology department. We here at the Israel Daily News Podcast send our condolences to the families, friends, community members that are hit by these terrible experiences. The IDF reports it caught and arrested 20 Hamas terrorists hiding in the Al-Amal Hospital in Khan Yunis without breaking up medical operations that were underway. These types of missions have been happening in this central Gazan city for the past few weeks. The search in the hospital was coordinated with hospital staff. There was no open fire and no harm to any patients or staff. After the IDF completed their arrests, the IDF delivered dozens of oxygen tanks and other medical supplies to the hospital. Countries like Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the United States are criticizing the planned IDF ground offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered troops to evacuate the city's civilian population, as well as the 1 million refugees currently residing there. He claims that the assault on Rafah is critical in obliterating Hamas, Israel's stated war aim. On Sunday, in a 45-minute phone call, U.S. President Biden told Netanyahu that Israel should not go ahead with this military operation in such a populated city without a credible plan to protect civilian life. Egyptian officials warn that military escalation in Rafah may result in the suspension of the Camp David Accords, a peace treaty between Egypt and Israel that was signed in 1979. IDF Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi agrees that the offensive is unwise due to lack of coordination with Egypt and no plan for millions of refugees. Hamas issued a statement on Saturday saying that the fighting in Rafah would lead to tens of thousands of casualties and that they would hold the American administration, Israeli Defense Force, and international community accountable. I want to thank all of you for your interest in Israeli affairs, Israeli politics, our world politics. I also want to thank all of you who personally finance and fund the Israel Daily News podcast with monthly contributions. You can support us by going over to anchor.fm/Israel Daily News, contribute whatever feels good to us, or make a one-time contribution to our special wartime coverage, which we take very seriously. Just type my name in, Shanna Fold, and GoFundMe into Google. You'll find that right away. If you've heard your name or you've donated, send me an email with your mailing address at shannafold@gmail.com, and I'll respond with a handwritten note to show my appreciation. Please do not hesitate to reach out, or reach out a second time in case you think that your email was not delivered to me. I also want to note that if anyone is running a business and would like to collaborate with the Israel Daily News podcast to get the word out about it, I would love that. I would love to support the listeners of the Israel Daily News podcast. So please contact me. You can support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at IsraelDaily.news, as well as Shanna Fold. My name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. Find us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. A scarab amulet dating back to the time of the First Temple and possibly belonging to an Assyrian or Babylonian official was discovered by Erez Abramov in the Nahal Tabor Nature Reserve in the Lower Galilee. Scarabs are beetle-shaped rocks or minerals whittled into the shape of an insect. It was very popular in ancient times. The finder of this was an IDF reservist who was taking a walk in the reserve when he located it. The item is thought to be nearly 2,800 years old. The 45-year-old transferred it over to the Israel Antiquities Authority and received recognition for his discovery. The scarab found near Tel Rechesh is associated with an Assyrian citadel and may signify an Assyrian presence in the region, potentially expanding knowledge of the past. Scarabs like this were widely used throughout the ancient world, with this particular one featuring a griffin, a common motif in the ancient Near East. The discovery underscores the importance of cooperation in reporting archaeological findings to the authorities. The reservist was off for 2 days from duty when he went out for that walk and to soak up some sun. He says he saw something shining from the ground and decided to pick it up. At first, he thought it was an orange stone, but later came to find it had engravings on it and resembled a beetle. All right, well, that is it for today's show. Today is Monday, February 12th, 2024. Tel Aviv has a low of 16 degrees Celsius and a high of 22 degrees. That's 60 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 71 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. The Israel Weekly News Wrap is a newsletter with the top 5 stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. Of course, with a personal note from me at the top. You can sign up for that at IsraelDaily.news. A big thank you goes out to social media director Michelle Milner. I'll send you off with a song called Daleko by Erica Kroll. She's celebrating a birthday this week, and we've got to show her lots of love. Enjoy this awesome beat. Have a great and productive day and an excellent week. Очень далеко, где режим течет вино, где живут все, как я нужна.